Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 43. I'm super pumped that you're here today. Thank you so much for joining me. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week, but not because it's Friday. It's another beautiful day to be alive. Yesterday's conversation was with the great, the amazing artist. I love this guy, Jay Alders. Like, unbelievable to talk to this legend. He's an absolute legend. If you don't know who Jay Alders is, I would highly suggest you Google him and check him out. He's done some great work with 311, Slightly Stupid. I had such a fun time talking to him. You can find that episode, all these other conversations, the contemplations on the website at christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for a year. So far, it's actually really fun. I'm in week number 19, and I'm speeding ahead at book number 20. And I had a revelation. That revelation or epiphany is a few contemplations back. So you can go check that out and give you my thoughts on the book challenge thus far. So last week I read You Are a Badass Every Day by Jen Cicero and A Failed State by Andrew E. Cousins. And this week, I'm reading The Art of War by Sun Tzu. As I said, yesterday's conversation was with the great Jay Alders, and that was conversation number 86, and we're coming up on 100 really, really quick. Today, I'm going to speak with you about the formula for success. So let's get into it. All right, the formula for success. It is my humble opinion that there is no one formula for success. I firmly believe after talking to, I've recorded over 91 episodes. It's tailored to each individual. There's nothing that's going to work for you. That's exactly for you. That's going to work for somebody else. You need to game plan your own version of your version of success. It means something different for everyone. Just because like someone is successful in one thing by doing it a certain way doesn't even mean that if you replicate it in that exact way, you do everything just as this person did, that you'll be successful that way either. There's way too many factors at play here. So how do we find our formula for success? I'm gonna offer a few things here. And feel free to rewind because we're going to get to going. You need to find people that are doing what you want to do and reach out to them relentlessly. Ask questions. Start masterminds. Help each other. Learn from each other. Read books that focus on what you want to do. Listen to podcasts that focus on what you want to do. Make a LinkedIn profile and specifically search for people that are doing what you want to do, the jobs that you want to do. You can search specifically for companies and find what they're doing. Get on Facebook and search for people, and especially groups that are specifically created around what you want to do. If the group doesn't exist, create it and invite everyone you know. Make it fun. Then get on Instagram and search ruthlessly for users and hashtags that are doing what you want to do. You need to interact with those accounts daily, get their emails from their page, and email them. Then take it a step further, ask for their number, actually get on the phone and have a conversation with someone. Be friendly, be helpful, be respectful. People love talking about what they love. Search for profiles and videos throughout YouTube. Subscribe to their channels. Like and comment on their videos. Ask them questions. Ask them tough questions. Get over to Twitter. Create a profile. Follow everyone under the sun that gets you pumped up about what you want to do. Do the same thing here. Ask questions. Interact. Have fun. And help others as you learn. Never, ever, ever forget that as you learn, everything that you do and everything that you will inevitably learn, continue to pay it forward and share all this information as you learn. So there's not one formula for success. Like I said, how do we find that formula for success? This is just the beginning. I could quadruple this list. There are so many ways to find and network with people that love what you love. These are just a few of my humble suggestions that I've done personally. I would never, ever, ever, ever tell you something that I haven't done myself. These things are what I do on a daily basis. You can bet your top dollar that I'm doing this 7 days a week to grow the podcast, to meet people, to network with people, and do my best to share the knowledge that I'm learning as I learn it with other people. So to save them error, and hopefully somebody does that for me in the future. And we don't do it for something in return. We do it to share. We do it because we want to help, because it's the right thing to do. So finding our formula for success is, it has to do with us, but it doesn't just have to do with us. It has to do with everybody. No one has made anything or made it by themselves. Nobody's had any version of success by themselves. You need to go out there. And like I said, the list could be 10 times longer, but you start with something that I've listed here. You go out there, you talk with people, and you want to help people, and you want to learn with people, and you genuinely want to be better and help people be better as well. And you will be able to create all of these things, will be a concoction or formula for your success. And you'll be able to go out there and just like by default being this obsessed with wanting to have your own version. And let me repeat that, your own version. You don't want to mimic, copy, do anything that somebody else has done before. You need to find what works for you, no matter if it's working out, if it's your diet, if it's your job, your family, your friends. Everything needs to be tailored to you and not somebody else, including your own version of a formula for success. By default, by doing all of these things in this modern world we live in, you can become so connected with people, and you will be able to divulge your own formula through that. And these people that want to help you and you want to help them, they will help you. This is stuff, all this stuff is like by default. These things will just start happening, I promise you. You go out there and do these things, and your formula for success will become very apparent to you. If you don't believe me, go out there and do these things. And when you've done all of these things and something still hasn't happened, then contact me personally on Instagram and we're going to figure it out, because I'm telling you, this is what I've done. I've gone out there and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And just like in conversation yesterday with Jay, that's a blessing in disguise. Like, not knowing exactly what you want to do means you have the world of opportunity. So figure out what makes you tick. Figure out where you want to be successful. Go out there, interact with the world around you if you really want to do that. The tools are there. Use the social media tools for a positive, for good, to better you and other people. Go out there and begin to formulate your plan for success, and it will happen. And like, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And that's the fun part, though, is I've been having the podcast episodes for 19 months now, over 130 episodes. And I don't mind. At first, I was like, oh, I want it just to skyrocket. My downloads to skyrocket. I want everybody to know about it. But that's no fun. When I've worked my butt off for 19 months and now I see things go up, oh man, you better believe it's that much more juicy. It's so much more savory. Like, it feels amazing because I've put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this. So when you go out there and you do all these things, you network with people, you connect with people, and you begin to formulate your own plan for success, it's going to be that much better. And if you do it slowly, you'll be ready for the growth. If you just jumped into the growth right now, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You think you can, you think you want 10K followers, you think you want 100K followers, you think you want all these downloads, you think you want to have, like, I thought I want to put all these podcast episodes out there. You can't handle that growth. You have no idea how to handle that growth. So if you gradually build up to that with through all this networking, through all the hard work, you can prove it to yourself step by step that you can handle each level of your version of success. There is no way 19 months ago me could have handled what I'm doing right now. Quadrupling the episodes and the podcast episodes from a year ago have 3,000% plus more downloads than they did it last August. There's no way I could have handled that by any stretch of the means and reply to people in a timely manner. It's impossible. But now I know how to, I have a system, and I know how to deal with that. And there's no way I could deal with 3,000% growth from today a year from now. So be patient and interconnect with other people that share your passion and share your hopes, dreams, and desires in life. You'll begin to have the formula for your success. So it's time for a recap. All right, go out there, find people that are doing what you want to do and reach out to them relentlessly. Ask questions, start masterminds, help each other. Go out there through all the social medias, make accounts, reach out to people, comment, like, go out there, ask them questions, ask them tough questions, help other people as you learn. Begin to formulate your own plan for success through all of these interminglings and go out in the world. Go forth and do great things. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you've listened to more than one episode, that I'm just sharing things that are on my mind and sharing things that I've learned. So my formula for success includes this podcast, includes me sharing the formula for success, my own version. This whole podcast episode that is my formula for success actually might not be your formula for success. But you won't realize that until you start going out there and doing all these things. And you might realize that this is not the way I want to do it. By doing all your research, you're Googling, you're YouTubing, and everything that you want to do, you're connecting with people, you'll realize what is and what isn't your version and formula for success. If there probably isn't a bigger lesson I've learned out of 130 episodes, then go out there and I've realized that everything's different for everybody. So you may or may not agree with everything on here, but you're only going to find out if you go out there and you do your own diligence and you get after it and you actually act. You can't just, what do I say at the end of the episode? You can't, please don't just only listen to the stuff. You have to apply the stuff. So go out there, apply these things, figure out what you do and don't like, and have some freaking fun with it. It can't be all work and no play. That's lame. That's not a life worth living. So remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And if you enjoy these episodes, a free way to help out is head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars, comment, and tell me what you like. And if you disagree or if you don't enjoy something, I genuinely want to know because I really want to get better. So reach out to me on the website or on Instagram. So let's strike up an intelligent conversation and I'm willing to talk about it. I will hear you out. If you respect me, I will respect you. Thank you for listening, but please don't only listen, apply. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books. But if you don't apply it, it means nothing. All right, friends, have the best Friday ever and get after it this weekend. Do something that excites you. Do something fun. Go out there and be productive, but live your life. See ya.